Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
I cannot hear you.
Praise the Lord.
The youth.
Praise the Lord.
Come on now.
The youth. Praise the Lord.
How about the adults?
Praise the Lord. By the choir, that was a very wonderful worship song. I actually enjoyed that. Thank you very much.
Today, I'll be talking about winning over fear. So this is the main word for today's service. Sometimes most of the believers, we are subjected to fear. Let us look about the story concerning Job. Let us open the book of Job chapter 3. Sorry. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, Lord, I worship you, for there is none like you, Lord. I exalt your name because of who you are, Lord. Lord, you are God, there is none like you. We pray, Lord, as we go through your word, we pray, Lord, for you to speak through us, Lord, for you to open our hearts to understand the word, Lord, as we go through your scriptures, Lord, for every word that we read to make sense and meaning to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's open the book of Job chapter 3. Job chapter 3, verse 25. Please, someone should help us and read. Amen. From the Bible, Job was considered as the man that was a holy man, even to the point that God was boasting about Job. God said, Satan, have you considered my servant Job? But even at that, he still had fear. So in this Bible reference now, so fear, we see it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. That which he greatly feared, if you allow that to come over you to dominate over your life, then you watch it, it's going to come to pass, as in the case of Job. As believers, we cannot be subjected to fear. Let's open to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. If you're there, please just help us and read quickly. Thank you. So this means now that as a child of God, there is no way that we can be subjected to fear. If you say that indeed you're a child of God, from this Bible reference, it says that God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. So you should not worry over anything. It doesn't really matter whatever situation that you find yourself in. Fear does not come from God. If it doesn't come from God, then it comes from one person that we know, which is the devil. And the outcome for fear is always defeat. Fear, we can define fear as false evidence that appears as it is real. There is a fear, F-E-A-R. And sometimes as believers, depending on the situation that we find ourselves in, we kind of like give a negative proclamation. Let's open the book of Psalm chapter, well, we don't have to open it, Psalm chapter 19 verse 14, it says that, may the words of your mouth be pleasing unto God. When you start talking about fear, as Job, as we saw in the case of Job, that is not pleasing unto God, because God is a God of faith and of power and of sound mind. I want to give us a little bit of clarity concerning fear. Let us open to the book of Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. I read, it says, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation among the Jews. I don't really care what Tobiah and Sanballat, they are talking about you or your destiny. So this was the case when they were trying to build a wall in Jerusalem. And when Sanballat heard about it, he was angry. He tried every means necessary to try and stop the wall from being built. He tried to put fear in the eyes of the children of Israelites to make them to stop building the house. So sometimes as believers, when good thing is about to happen in our life, devil sometimes try to put fear in us so that we will not believe the word of God that says that God can make a way where there used to be no way. In this case now, Sanballat and Tobiah, they tried everything they could, but we thank God for someone like Nehemiah. He believed, if we go back to the same book in chapter 6, verse 9. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen our hands. If you read all the way straight down, when Nehemiah now discovered that all the evil report they were coming, that these were the hands of Tobiah and Sanballat, even at some point they were saying, let us go inside the inner chamber and hide. So if you hide, then how would you able to complete the work that God has sent you in this life to do? Because they were so afraid, then they were seeking to hide themselves. But Nehemiah said no. Lo and behold, he perceived in verse 12, Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 12, Lo, I perceive that God had not sent him. Sometimes in our life, even some prophets, they could be false. They always give us evil reports. Someone would tell you that he was in his dream. In that dream, he saw you and your family as you were driving. A truck came from nowhere and killed all of you. But never one time would they tell you that in your dream, they saw you walking into a shop where you're on your way to buy a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. Or maybe you're walking somewhere into an estate office where you're about to buy a mansion. It's always an evil report. And sometimes as believers, when that evil report comes, if you let that to take over you, that which you greatly fear might come upon you. That will never be a portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open the book of Isaiah briefly, Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4, to see what God is talking to us about. It says, Isaiah 35, verse 4, it says, say to them that are fearful hearts, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. So no matter whatever situation that you find yourself in, whatever circumstance it is, be it Sanballat that is trying to put fear in your eyes to make you compromise and to leave the word of God, God is telling you that he's going to come to your aid. Let's move a little bit further to same Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. God is telling us in every situation that we find ourselves in, it doesn't really matter what Tobiah and Sanballat, what they're planning against us, trying to stop the progress in our life. In the book of Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1, it says that, and Sanballat heard, when the enemy hears about the things that you want to get, they will try to stop you. But God is telling you that no matter whatever you do, that he is with you. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 11, it says that the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Then if you believe that the Lord is with you, then you shouldn't bother about whatever Sanballat and Tobiah are planning against you, because whatsoever they plan, they shall all stumble and fail in Jesus' name. Let us look at some examples in the Bible, people that cooperated with fear. Defeat cooperating with fear. When you cooperate with fear, what is going to be the outcome? Once fear dominates over you, you begin to do things that you ought not to do. Once fear dominates over you, you begin to compromise. God has given you his word, but because of fear, you do not have faith. You do not believe in God. God says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, he's the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? So whatever situation that you are in right now, God is telling you that that situation is nothing. He has done great and mighty works in time past, and he will do also great things to come in Jesus' name. Let's open to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1, I read, Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Saul was given the word of the Lord. And what was the word? In verse 3, now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy everything. The word was given, go and smite them and utterly destroy everything. Do not spare anything. Then if we read down to verse 9, but Saul and the people spared Agag and Beth sheep and the oxen and of the fatlings and lambs and all that was good and would not utterly destroy everything. Very soon now, we'll see why he did not utterly destroy everything. Then if you read all the way down around verse 14, when Samuel began to hear the sounds of oxen, he called Saul in verse 15. So, what is all the sounds that I'm hearing? Then Saul answered and said unto him, they brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen. What was the reason? All the way down to verse 24, the latter part, it says that, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. He was given the word of God. He was given the word directly from Samuel. So whatever situation that you are in right now, I need you to understand that you should not compromise. As a leader, wherever you find yourself, do not be afraid of what people might do or what people might say, because the Lord is telling you that He is the light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? That He's the strength of your life. Whom shall you be afraid of? Not because your situation, Sambalat, he's done some stuff just to put fear in your life, and now you're compromising. Even before this incident, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, Saul was given the word as well by Samuel. Wait, I'm going to come and make the burnt sacrifice, the burnt offering, and after that we'll go and fight. But Samuel delayed. I do not know the reason why Samuel delayed anyway. But Samuel delayed. But so he was scared that people were leaving. Let us quickly open to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 13. From verse 13, if you read 15, and the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the shore. It doesn't really matter what your situation might be. To you, it might be impossible. You might see that a mountain is too big for you to climb. But the Bible says you don't need to have the kind of faith that our pastor has got. Maybe he's got 100% faith. You only need 1%. That 1% faith is going to move mountain. Then he went down, all the way down to verse 8, when Samuel tarried, and the children of Israel, when they've seen all these things, Samuel, all the way in verse 9, Samuel said, bring thither a burnt offering. But the word was given unto him to wait, let me come and make the sacrifice. Number one, he had no patience. So because of the situation you are in now, you think that God has left you, then you wanted to do things on your own. We pray for God to give us the grace to exercise patience and for us to wait upon the Lord. Because God said in his own season, he will bring it to pass in his own time. Maybe if Samuel had, you know, be there on time, or maybe earlier than the 7 days that he tarried, who knows, maybe something could have happened. Then let us now look at when we conquer fear. There was a very lovely man in the Bible that we all know about, the story of David and Goliath. Before I go over to this part, let me talk to you about, there was a testimony that I shared with Pastor concerning my dad. So this is just more like someone compromising because of what Sambalat might do to you. He signed off a contract that was not completed because he was being pressured by people in the Senate and in high offices. He is assistant pastor, but he shouldn't have done that because he has not done the work, but he signed off that he has done it. Maybe he was scared of what they might do to him, maybe terminate his contract. He compromised. And what was the consequence now? Then after the case came to court, so because it involves top officials and all that, so the case has been ongoing. That was 2016. That he made a mistake. He offered a gratification to EFCC, to one of the EFCC in Port Harcourt. So that week that he offered the gratification, the case was closed from Abuja, and then the new case opened that he tried to bribe the EFCC. So for that reason now, so the case has been going since 2016 up until 2018. Then they say that the judge said that he is guilty, that he'll be facing 5-year sentence. Then, when I heard it, then I asked my mom, what are you really doing about it? She said she's praying. So anytime my mom says that she's praying, I just believe that something will happen somehow. But thank God for Jesus that he repented. He understood that he shouldn't have done what he did. At the last minute, at the last hour, where he'll be sentenced to 5 years in imprisonment, thank God for Jesus that Jesus heard our prayer. At that last minute, it was changed. Instead of the 5 years sentence, it was changed to a fine. And that was how I was able to avert the 5 years imprisonment. We thank God. So, thank you very much. So, back to the case of David and Goliath. Let's open the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 24. In verse 24, when the men of Israel, when they saw Goliath, what happened? They fled. They were so afraid. It doesn't really matter where the present situation where you are in now. God spoke to us in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 35, verse 4. He says that he will be with you. It doesn't really matter. You just have to believe and have faith and believe in God. Then if you go back all the way down, when David heard about what was going on, even before then, the king offered to give his riches to any man that would stand up against Goliath to take away the reproach from Israel. And not just only that, he even offered his daughter. And he even said that their father's house, no one would pay tax, but yet no one was able to come out. Why? Because of fear. Then when David heard about all these things now, so David went over to confirm, are you sure the king said, I'm going to have the person, whoever takes away the reproach from Israel, is going to have to say yes. He went over to the next person. They said yes. Then he came back to Saul in verse 32. He said, and David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Let us quickly go back to the book of Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. You can see, just hold the first Samuel. We're still going to come back there. But I want to briefly show you something about the kind of courage that David has got. A fast reader, please, just help us and read it. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9.
Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Thank you very much. So David understood this verse of the Bible. Then even though he volunteered to fight Goliath, there was still Tobiah and Sanballat somewhere, even among the camp. And in this case, it was Saul. Saul told David, David, you cannot do it. Goliath, he's been fighting from the days of his youth. And this is discouragement. Discouragement begat fear. And fear begat discouragement. Because once you are discouraged, then fear comes in. Or sometimes when you are fearful about something, you are discouraged because you cannot do it. As we've seen in the case of Nehemiah, but thank God he wasn't scared. He had no discouragement. Rather, he was encouraged that he was going to finish the building of the wall. And in verse 24, in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 24, the wall was completed. Nehemiah was a finisher. I pray that God will make us to be a finisher. In this case now, Saul told David, David, there is no way that you can fight. But one thing I loved about David was the fact that he didn't argue with Saul. Rather, the Bible made me understand is that by the words of our testimony, we overcome. He told Saul, listen, I know the God that I serve. This same God, he delivered me from the claws, from the paws of both lion and the bear. And he says, this same God will also deliver me from Goliath. You see? So it doesn't really matter the situation that you're facing now, but God delivered you yesterday. He delivered you 5 years ago. The problem might be different, but they are all still called problems. So it doesn't really matter the new name they have given it. The Bible made us understand that at the mention of that beautiful name, Jesus Christ, every knee must bow. So we should not bow to fear. So fear needs to bow to us. So they might have given the situation you are in a new name. Is that whatever name it is they have given to it, but they are all still called problems. He delivered you yesterday. David understood that same God, he's still the same God, and that same God is still going to deliver him. Then he went all the way down to 40, 8, and it came to pass, and we know how the story ended, because he believed. Let me talk to you what David did in this case was the fact that he did not see fear as false evidence that appears as if it was real. He saw fear as fight everything and rise, because he believed in the book of Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27, when God spoke, when God said that he's a God of all flesh, there's nothing impossible unto him. And also, David understood the part of the Bible, Psalms chapter 42, Psalm 40 verse 12, when he says that he delivered me from miry clay, he delivered me from a horrible pit, also from miry clay, and set my feet upon a solid rock and established my going. That was the testimony that David gave to Saul. And in that same testimony, he did mention to Saul in the book of Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 11, that the Lord is with him as a mighty, terrible one. So when the lions and the bear came, the Lord fought for him and he overcame. So the situation you are facing now could be different from what you faced last year. But Lord is telling you that he is going to be with you in the book of Isaiah chapter 35 from verse 4. So as believers, we ought to define faith now as Father and I together. Let me talk to you about power in our partnership with God. When you walk with God, things that seems to be too much will become less. Because even God says that, oh, ye mountain standing before, who are that mountain standing before you? That mountain will become plain. To you, it might seem impossible, but to God, everything is possible. There's this story about a mouse and the elephant. So the mouse and the elephant, they journeyed. And they got to a place, to a bridge. So the mouse couldn't cross. The elephant understood that the mouse cannot cross the bridge. Then the elephant told the mouse, hop on my back, I was going to cross it. The mouse did his own part by humping on the elephant's back. So even as believers, even though God said we should have faith, but we still need to do our own part in everything. Then when they were crossing, each step that the elephant took shook the bridge. Then other people on the other side, they were hearing it. Then when they eventually crossed over the bridge and the mouse came down, so the people asked the mouse, Max, what happened? The mouse said, we shook the bridge. You see? So that was exactly what happened in the case of David. So like physically now, so David and Goliath, there is no way that David can overcome. Exactly. So when you partner with God and believe that God, he is going to bring to pass everything that he has spoken. He says that his word, it is as a rain that cometh down and does not go back. So is the word of God. As he has spoken it to your life, he will perform it. In the book of Job chapter 4, verse 4, 14, verse 14, at the latter end, it says that, and I've waited upon the Lord and my change will come. The more you keep on waiting, just have faith and believe. So he did not wait. He went on with the sacrifice. But even at that, so what happened to the case of Saul now? Because he disobeyed God, he compromised. God repented there that he made him king. I pray that God will never repent because you compromised. He will never change the blessing that is given unto you. So the blessing will become permanent because you will not change. You will not fear anyone. In Jesus' name. I want us to take this word into our hearts. Let us pray. That any fear, wherever the fear is coming from, we've heard it all, even from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 and 2. God said that he is going to be with us anywhere we go. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, he's telling that he's still going to be with you. It doesn't really matter your situation. He is God. He does not change. And it's not like him. So he knows whatever you're going through right now. And he's telling you that he is the God of all flesh. All what you need to do is just humble yourself and come before him and pray. But before then, give your life to Jesus Christ, that he will perform those things which he has spoken towards you, that they all must come to pass. This is the word of the Lord. He says, instead of my words not to come to pass, heaven and earth will pass away. As he has spoken it, he will surely bring it to pass in our lives. In Jesus' name.